Hi, this is Sharon Livingston, and I'm here with Lisa Aniston. And Lisa, we're talking today about why it's important for everybody to be taking supplements like calcium and D and magnesium right now, right today. Why is that important? Why not just wait until you've got osteoporosis or...
I'm sorry, I don't mean to laugh, but I know a lot of people kind of think that way. It's one of those things that it's very easy to kind of put off. In my own experience, a lot of times when I talk to people and they hear about some of the dangers of certain calcium supplements especially and how those can lead to heart problems and heart attacks and strokes, they're not in the right form and if you don't have the right supporting ingredients, people are very quick to say, oh, yes, that's bad. I will stop taking my calcium supplement. And they think, well, I know I need to replace it with a good, safe one, but they kind of put that off. I'll get to that. That's one of those things that's almost like saving for retirement. Because osteoporosis for most of us is something that will or will not happen 20 years down the road, right? It doesn't seem like an urgent, immediate need. Because one of the reasons that I wanted to talk today was that concerns me very much when people do that, when they just stop taking what they are taking and don't replace it with any other kind of supplement, because most of us in America are not getting the amount of calcium, D, magnesium, and some of the others in our diets, and there are some very serious health consequences that happen to us right now when we're deficient in these nutrients.
We'll talk about that a little bit.
Okay. Let's start with calcium. The Surgeon General has estimated that as much as 70 to 80% of us do not get enough calcium from our diet. Obviously, we know that calcium deficiency is going to lead to osteoporosis down the road, right? Again, that's why a lot of people kind of put it off. But right now, today, if you're not getting enough calcium in your diet, and most of us need to do it with supplements because studies have shown that we just cannot get what we need from diet alone. It can cause things such as PMS, menstrual cramps, if you have a tough time every month. That's one of the reasons it could be why. Calcium deficiency is very seriously linked to hypertension.
Wow.
There have been a lot of studies on that, that if your calcium levels are low, you are so much more likely to have high blood pressure and other heart disease problems. It also can contribute to type 2 diabetes, and even beyond that, things that aren't necessarily as dire as that, that even we can say, that won't happen to me, just simple things like muscle aches and joint pain.
Which is a whole quality of life thing, because nobody wants to get diabetes or high blood pressure, but menstrual cramps and painful joints and muscles, like, wow, I didn't realize calcium did that.
Exactly, and just being a little bit off can start to cause some of these things. Just a little bit off makes you not have the quality of life that you could have. Being a little more off can lead to serious things such as hypertension, diabetes. It can have very serious health risks right now for you.
That's the reason why we'd want to take calcium. And if you're going to take calcium, then you need to take it along with other nutrients like the D and magnesium. But you were saying that those also have immediate benefits.
Exactly. At least one-third of women over 50 have levels of vitamin D that are considered inadequate, right? Don't you just love something else that someone's telling us we're inadequate? As if, you know, I didn't feel that way already, just putting myself next to the supermodel on Vogue, right? Now you're telling me my vitamin D levels aren't good either.
It says at least one-third, and from what I've been reading over the last few months, I'll bet it's a lot more than that. I'll bet that's kind of a conservative report, but it has so much to do with so many different functions, and then waiting until you're over 50 also probably makes it worse.
When you say the levels are considered inadequate, that doesn't mean that you're not at the level necessary for optimal health. That just means that at least a third of us don't have enough to prevent deficiency. And there's a wide range between being deficient in vitamin D, which means you're headed to rickets. There's a wide range between that and having enough to really reap the benefits and all the incredible, amazing benefits of vitamin D that we keep hearing about in the news all the time. There's a very broad range for that. So my own personal estimate is that, yes, way more than a third of us are definitely suboptimal.
So even if you don't have osteoporosis, even if you haven't gotten any crazy reports from the doctor or whatever, the benefit of taking vitamin D right here, right now, even if you're only 25 or 30 or 35.
Right. If you're not taking it, it can cause memory loss, impaired cognitive function. I'm not your doctor, so I can't say this for sure, but how many of us have set the keys down one place and I just know they were there a minute ago and now I can't find them? Little things like that, when you start to notice that your mind is slipping just a little bit like that, that's what they mean by impaired cognitive function.
By the way, who am I talking to? I'm sorry.
Did you get your supplement last week? I thought we sent you some of that. That's exactly what can happen. And how many of us, especially if we have more than one child, how many of us has to go through the whole roster when you're fussing at one of them?
I don't have any kids, but you certainly knew my mother.
Exactly.
I was the fourth kid, and I had to hear all three other names first before I heard
before
my
Before you name. Ever got, yeah. Yeah. You know, that doesn't necessarily have to be just a symptom of growing older, and that's what we mean by the term optimal health. If we have all the nutrients that our body needs, these things don't have to happen to us. That's kind of the point that I wanted to make today, was that maybe osteoporosis is 20 years down the road. Maybe it does happen to you. Maybe it doesn't. Maybe you're not the body type that is necessarily prone to that. Maybe you're not as at risk as maybe some others, but all of us have this potential,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
And one thing I wanted to mention is the farther you live away from the equator, the more likely this is to happen to you, because we don't have as much sunlight.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, all of us that lather up with the sunscreen and all of us that are very concerned about the wrinkles and the skin cancer and whatnot that can come from sunbathing, that just increases it even more, because that's how our body gets vitamin D. There have been scientific studies. The form of D that's in your milk doesn't work, and you can't get enough from drinking milk. It just doesn't work.
You can't get much of anything from drinking milk except fat. It's unfortunate because it's not even bioavailable. Even though you're getting calcium there and you're getting vitamin D there, it's not in a form that we can assimilate.
Exactly.
It's ridiculous.
And it's a shame, because we're conditioned to believe that milk is such a healthy, healthy thing for us.
Right.
But it really isn't that very healthy. It just isn't.
It's good for little cows.
Yeah, exactly. That's what it's made for, little cows.
What do you call those things? Baby cows. Baby cows. Yeah.
Calves.
Yes, yes. Yes. I was just displaying my vitamin D deficiency.
Oh, okay. Here's one that we're not suffering from today. Low moods and depression.
This is true. We're doing well.
There's a reason that they call it seasonal affective disorder, that people tend to get more depressed in the wintertime because the sun has gone away. And it's not just that we need to see the light around us to keep from being depressed. It's that our body needs that vitamin. And it's not necessarily that depression is like an emotional problem. It's a brain chemical thing. It's just a matter of
yeah.
the body missing a nutrient that it needs. It may well be, if you've dealt with depression, I struggled with it for many, many years. If you've dealt with depression, you know what a debilitating thing that can be.
Mm-hmm.
And it's so liberating to know that just getting the nutrients that your body needs, you may not have to rely on the prescription.
Right, which has its own problems, because you take that and then, you know, people lose their sex drive and they get tired. And so they're not depressed, but they're also not excited.
And that is one of the main complaints with that, is that, okay, yeah, I'm not depressed anymore, but I feel blah. I have no emotion.
Right.
You know, it like numbs you. And who wants to be numb? I want to live. I want to enjoy life.
I know. I want to crack jokes with you.
Exactly. Also, once again, hypertension. I know in some of the other podcasts, we kept coming back to the same thing over and over. All of these ingredients are very synergistic, so we will do that. We'll keep seeing the same impacts over and over, but having a vitamin D deficiency makes you very susceptible to hypertension. In fact, it makes you much more likely to die from heart disease. If you have hypertension already and you are low in vitamin D, you are that much more likely for that to be fatal to you. It also makes you more susceptible to diabetes, type 2 diabetes, and certain cancers. And again, these are things that happen right now. This is not something that it takes 20 years of deficiency down the road.
I think a cool way to think about it is that this is great prevention and insurance to keep your body at a healthy state so that you avoid these problems. And it's like such an easy thing to do once you know about it. But if you don't know, then you're in the dark.
I know we sort of talked about some of the benefits of these nutrients in another call, but if you already have hypertension, or you already have diabetes, or you already are depressed or have cramps and PMS, if you already have these things, supplementing with these nutrients now has also been shown to really make a difference. It doesn't just prevent it from happening. If it's already happened to you, it can help make a difference now.
That's great. I didn't realize that. That really is wonderful. So it's almost like you've got your own little prescription that you can take for yourself, and it's just over the counter. It's fantastic.
Right. And, exactly. And it doesn't have the side effects of drugs and all of that. So the other one that I really wanted to talk about is magnesium.
Mm-hmm.
And reports published by the World Health Organization have estimated that 3/4 of Americans do not meet the recommended daily intake of magnesium. So 75% of us are not getting enough magnesium day to day. We haven't heard a lot about magnesium in the news like we have vitamin D, but we should. It's one of those nutrients that just has almost an endless laundry list of benefits of things that it can do for you. But also, on the flip side, deficiency of magnesium is a very serious problem. And I think perhaps the reason why it hasn't gotten much press, I don't know if maybe it has anything to do with the fact that you can't patent it. There's not a lot you can do to make money off of it.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a very serious problem here in America. And deficiency symptoms can include, once again, PMS, menstrual cramps. If there's anyone listening on this call that has a problem month to month, calcium, magnesium, together, these things will really make a huge difference.
That just is mind-blowing. Wish I'd known that when I was a teenager. When I first started getting my period, oh my God, I had such horrible cramps I couldn't go to school.
I wound up having a hysterectomy. And this is like,
oh my goodness.
Yeah, because I had a miserable time. But that was exactly why. I had a horrible time every month. So too late now, right?
It's not too late to have better health.
It's too late to make a difference there, but
right.
Absolutely. It's benefited me in many other ways as far as supplementing and getting better levels of these nutrients. But once again, hypertension. Deficiency symptoms of magnesium include hypertension, high blood pressure. Magnesium is super, super, super important when it comes to heart health, blood pressure, anything cardiovascular. Magnesium is one of the crucial key elements that regulates that whole system. And together with calcium, it has a very symbiotic relationship in that calcium is there to kind of help muscles contract, and magnesium is there to help them relax.
So right.
It's very vital for the whole heartbeat and pumping the blood through the blood vessels. It has to be in that perfect ratio. Everything has to be just right, or that's where you start to have problems in this area. And again, that happens right away. It doesn't happen 10 years from now. It's the kind of thing that's happening to you right now. Once again, diabetes is highly associated with a deficiency in magnesium. People with adult onset or type 2 diabetes are very, very often deficient in magnesium as well.
It's just fascinating. It's like a whole constellation of nutrients that go together, mm-hmm. and they're not so easy to get in normal food. And yet, without them, we don't thrive.
Exactly. We talked about this a little bit before. I don't know if people may listen to this one first. I don't know. But it blew my mind when I started seeing how these nutrients tied together and began all of this research in calcium and how to prevent osteoporosis, basically. But all of this I discovered later after figuring out the best way to get calcium to strengthen bones and all of that. And then I found out that, well, these other ingredients that your body has to have to metabolize your calcium, it just is this huge bedrock of health. It just affects nearly every system in your body one way or another.
So PMS, menstrual cramps, hypertension, diabetes, and what else does magnesium do?
Muscle and joint pain. If you have muscle cramps, joint pain, arthritis, it can really help with that. That could be the cause of mm-hmm. your problems, is mm-hmm. deficient in magnesium. Also stress. When you're deficient in magnesium, you feel stress much more acutely. You will be stressed out over less significant events, and you stress out more.
Like more anxiety? People have more anxiety reactions?
Exactly. And there have been studies done in Brazil, in the tenements in Brazil, where people were living in poverty, where obviously these people have a very high stress level. Supplementing with magnesium was able to reduce their level of stress. They felt calmer. They felt more serene. They felt like they could cope much better, and they didn't need Prozac to do it.
Or Valium, right.
Exactly. They didn't need to pop a Valium. Regulating their level of magnesium really made a huge difference. I mean, if you think about it, did our grandparents complain about being stressed out all the time? I don't recall ever hearing that. And my grandfather invaded Normandy in World War II. Mm-hmm. I don't recall ever hearing the man say that he was stressed out. But they lived in a time where nutrients and diet and everything was so different than it is today. And you got so much more in the food you ate than we do today, because everything we eat today is processed and fast food and all of that. My grandfather ate stuff that he grew, or he knew the person that grew it.
Didn't you tell me he had like these little magnesium plants that...
No, but there were more minerals in...
Yeah.
You think about it. I know this is getting way off topic, but it
but it's relevant.
Exactly, and it doesn't have the content in it that it had a couple generations ago, because we've just so mass-produced everything nowadays.
I know this is a different topic, but it's the same thing. Like, so many people have thyroid deficiencies now because there's no more natural iodine in the food we eat. So it makes a lot of sense that that would be true with magnesium and calcium as well. We're not getting the same kind of nourishment that we used to get.
Exactly. And like I said, I never heard anyone from that generation complain about being stressed out. But today, that's all we hear, and we all feel it. We all do. It's not necessarily that life today is that much harder than it was back then. I mean, if you think about it, they had a pretty rough life.
Right. All that generation were survivors of the Depression.
Exactly. The Depression and
World War II
and massive upheaval and turmoil and poverty. And they didn't have near the conveniences that we have. Just their day-to-day life was much more hard work and all of that. But they coped. That's probably why. So magnesium will greatly help your stress levels. Also, anyone that suffers with migraines, and I did used to suffer from migraines a lot. I had prescriptions for migraines. And since I have been supplementing correctly, I have not, I don't remember the last genuine migraine that I had.
But you have a lot of lip blowing now. That was really cute. I was going, what is she doing? That was really cute. That was very, very cute. Well, I'm glad to hear that you got rid of your migraines, and I think it's really true that something as simple as magnesium for stress relief, I know that it's worked for me when I've been stressed and I've taken a magnesium supplement, it calms me down.
Yeah.
With all kinds of things, even I have damage in my left ear from having flown when I was 25 on an airplane with a really bad cold, and it kind of blew out my eardrum. So I have tinnitus in that ear, my earrings. If it gets bad, if I take some magnesium, it starts to calm me down. It doesn't bother me as much. And my husband, who was listening into our conversation right now, he was hearing about magnesium, and he said, yeah, and it's amazing for me. It works.
It does.
So there are all kinds of reasons why we should not be putting off supplementing and protecting ourselves from osteoporosis, in addition to other benefits that we get from the right kind of calcium, the right D, and the right magnesium right here, right now.
Right. Even beyond that, I don't want to minimize the impact of not taking a calcium supplement does have on your bones. Every day that you don't have enough calcium, your body works extraordinarily hard to maintain the level of calcium in your blood, to maintain that balance. And what happens is it's so vital that that level be kept an exact, precise amount that if you're not getting enough out of your diet, then it will steal it from your bones. It will steal it from your teeth.
And that's the reason that people have bone loss, because the body's trying to leach the calcium to do other functions.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
If you drink a lot of sodas, the phosphorus in the soda tends to pull calcium out of your system. Coffee, and I love coffee.
Mm-hmm.
Take my coffee from me. But it does the same thing. It leaches calcium from your body. And so your body is a very finely tuned machine, and it will do whatever is necessary to keep that level in your blood precise, and it will pull it from your bones. And so every single day that you are deficient, it's causing long-term damage. It's building up a little bit more. But the good news to that is the minute that you begin to reverse it, you reverse it. It is really just like a savings account for retirement. If you're out spending the money that you're supposed to retire on, it's going away. But the minute that you start depositing again, the interest begins to grow and it begins to build again. It's exactly the same principle.
That's a great way of thinking about it. I like that. And I've been depositing into my bank. I want you to know that I've been using that calciology, and I've been depositing in my bank, and I'm very excited about it.
Awesome. I just turned 40. It kills me. But I just turned 40. And 30 didn't bother me, but 40 just, oh my God, it was like a punch in the stomach. But anyway, since I turned 40, last time I went to the doctor, I was informed that I had to have a bone density scan, right?
Right.
Oh, this is interesting, you know, because I work with the calcium stuff. So I went and had the bone density scan just a couple weeks ago. And as I mentioned, I had a hysterectomy when I was 32.
Mm-hmm.
And I also had a gastric bypass. So I don't absorb all of the nutrients.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. So they were extremely concerned that I might be deficient and I might have some bone issues because I have a very small frame, kind of petite, especially now that I lost weight. But, you know, I got all kind of risk factors going
on.
They were concerned. And so they asked me, before I laid out on the table and they did the x-ray thing, they're asking me, you know, so do you take a calcium supplement? Oh, yeah, I take a calcium supplement. You know, what kind of calcium do I take? Calcium, it's got magnesium, it's got vitamin D, it's got vitamin K, it's got lysine. You know, and they're like writing it all down. I'm like, okay. And I could tell the lady was, she was writing all this down. She's thinking, well, that's kind of overkill. I could tell that's what she's thinking.
You know? Uh-huh, uh-huh.
But then I get on the thing and they measure me. They do the scan thingy. And she pulls up my results, and there's like three levels. It's like a red light. You got a green section, you got the yellow section, and you got the red section.
Mm-hmm.
And you want to be in the green.
Mm-hmm.
And they were expecting me, quite honestly, to be down toward the yellow. I was way up in the green, and they were very surprised.
Bravo.
They were very surprised because, like I said, I shouldn't be, really. I've been taking this supplement for not quite a year.
Good for you. Wow.
Yeah.
That's really great news.
When she read my results, she looked at me and she said, well, definitely keep taking that supplement.
did she?
I said, yeah, well, thank you.
Did she ask if she could have some?
I had already given my doctor some. When I had gone in before, I had given her a bottle of it to check it out. This was the PA. I don't know if she had talked to the doctor about it or not, but she was definitely excited. She definitely told me to keep taking it, so I thought that was pretty cool.
Where do people go to find out more about this?
You can visit us at approvenproduct.com/calciology, and you can learn all about it there.
And again, people can go and take the calcium and the D and the magnesium and the lysine and the vitamin C all separately. What's so cool about calciology is that you've done your homework and got it all into one formula with the exact right nutrients. So there's no question about, oh my God, is it the right D? Is it the right calcium? The K2?
Exactly. There's different forms of K. There's different forms of calcium. Calcium especially, and we talked about this in some of the other calls, but wherever you're seeing this, there will be links to the other calls that we've had, can be very dangerous in the wrong form. It can be life-threatening to take calcium supplements in the wrong form. And that's kind of what got us as a company interested in calcium, was seeing this. So the formula for this has been very scientifically determined to provide the absolute maximum bioutility for your body. But on the website, there are links to a list where you can get it. If you would like to buy this separately, if you don't want to buy it from us, you know, I absolutely understand that. I don't want this to be a sales pitch.
No, of course not.
So for that reason, we do have a document that you can also find where you hear this podcast that has a list of exactly what you need to get, in what form, and in what amount. So that if you want to go out and buy it all on your own, that's absolutely wonderful, as long as you do something. And I've said this before as well, whatever you do, don't do nothing. Don't continue to take the supplement that's in the wrong form. And for goodness sake, don't not take a calcium supplement or a vitamin D or magnesium. Don't not take anything, because that is just as dangerous as taking the wrong form. Doing nothing is almost worse, because you're almost guaranteed that something bad will happen if you don't do anything.
This has been so informative and so interesting. I mean, oh my God, I had no idea that I was going to be so impressed and have to go and change my habits by talking to you, and I have. So thank you.
Well, you're welcome. I'm glad to hear it. I mean, I feel like everyone that makes a change is one less person that's at risk. And like I said, whether you get it from us or whether you get the list and get it on your own from separate sources, honestly does not matter to me, as long as you make the change and do what's healthy for your body.
I love women supporting women and helping them to take actions that are positive in their lives. So thank you for inviting me to talk to you about this, because I feel like I'm contributing in a positive way. So thanks.
Well, I appreciate it. I have had a blast.
Okay. Well, I'll talk to you next time.
All right. Thanks, Sharon.
Take care.
All right. You too.
Bye-bye.